This guy.
That's too easy.
You never heard of me?
Wait.
Stupid.
I'm just kidding.
I got my water.
Leave her alone.
Thank you.
You get a water.
All
right. Oh my goodness, bro. What he doing?
Sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tobias, Tyreek, Malin, Jalen, and our guest this week, Clay.
Long time listener, first time caller type situation.
Yeah, that's what we like to see.
Call back. So I guess to introduce Clay a little bit.
Yes.
I know Clay through church. We go to church together. Clay's fiance is my producer at church. And then Clay also know Malin and Tobias from high school. And Clay, actually, I don't know if I ever told you this, but only reason we found that out is because I think Tobias is in the young adult group me, and you mentioned something one day, and he texted me and was like, "Is who is that Clay Cribs? Do you know who that is?" Or something like, I forgot what you said, Tobias.
I'm like, is this Clay Cribs? I think I sent like the picture on Facebook. I was like, this Clay? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, yeah. And so then that's when we all kind of figured out it's a small world and we all know you from different places.
I know it's 912 representing. Yes, very sir. Hard.
Yes, sir.
I would say, what do we got? Three of us?
912.
Oh, now you claiming. Now you claiming it.
Clay,
the other day, he ain't want nothing to do with Statesboro.
No, you should have seen it. Don't let them fool you right now. They be talking mad smack about not Statesboro. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Y'all do. They do trash.
I kind of do too. So who won it? It happens.
All right. I see. I'm standing alone here. It's cool.
It's cool. Mainly Georgia Southern.
Now we do. Yeah. We on the same team with that. You know. Go Dawgs.
I heard too much trash from the Georgia Southern fans for too long. So
I feel you.
Man, I thought you liked Georgia Southern.
I like the school, but when we get talking about football, I'm a dog fan.
Man,
I separate.
Like, there was a period where Georgia Southern, for a while, legitimately could upset anybody.
Almost did.
And they beat, like, Florida. Like, they took Tech to the line. They took Wisconsin to the line. Or did they beat? They beat Nebraska.
Nebraska.
It got to the point where it was like, well, we could play Alabama and beat them by 3 touchdowns. And that's, like, what you would hear from every person for weeks. And then they like kept it within 21 and they were like, well, that was closer than LSU, which was crazy. But that was like 2011.
I was about to say they keep that clip coming of when Nick Saban
clip
saying about Georgia Southern. They won't let that die.
I really wish that Georgia Southern, when we had like Jason Foster, then would have faced like when he's
the bad man.
Back then.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He was the one. Foster
was fine. It beat the App State team that beat Michigan.
Oh, we're not talking about that. Come on now.
Sorry. I forgot that happened.
You're national champion. Just you're cool.
Yeah,
cool for a while.
Which way?
I forgot that happened.
Right. That, I think, was that year he won Walter Payton? I think. I don't know. But Jason Foster was still one of the best.
I don't know if it was the same year, but it's the same guy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Jason Foster is still the best player that I've, like, followed in person, like, to this day. Like, he was that good.
He was good. I remember that.
He was good.
All right, so I guess to continue with introducing Clay, getting to know him a little bit, then before we get into the sports topics. So high school, I guess the three of y'all, well, this is for you, Clay, but y'all could talk about it too. So Clay plays golf, or used to, or record. What is it? Do you still play?
Like, I'm washed up now. Like, I play a couple times a year. But I used to be pretty good. I'm a classic, like, if I didn't tear my ACL, I'd make the pros type guy.
Clay being humble right now. Just tell him your handicap, Clay. Go ahead and let him know your handicap.
Like, I mean, I'm like a 5, but I'm more like a 10 right now. See? But I was down to like a 2 at one point. So it, you know, it's.
So you tore your ACL playing golf?
No. I was completely kidding. Never happened. But in my mind, I was like one step away from playing at Augusta, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
As you tore your ACL playing golf.
So I'm too wild.
Hey, it happens.
So how did you get into golf? Like how and when?
To be honest, like we were talking about people at our high school that were like your middle school that were way bigger than like I kind of played everything growing up, and then I got to like middle school and there were people dunking and I was like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not gonna defend that guy. So one of my good friends, she played golf and was like, hey, you should try golf. And I just kind of fell in love with it. So played all through middle school, through high school, ended up working at a country club and kind of got access to playing golf that way. We weren't like super rich or anything, but it was great. I mean, I spent a fair amount of my early career in golf as well. So it's kind of been a great transition. I mean, like got academic kind of scholarships through the game and stuff too. So it was, it's been good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, at least we actually have a real golfer on now. Tobias thinks he plays golf.
I play. Weren't y'all on a team together?
Play because they was talking about because you.
Wait, you did play golf. I forgot.
I said, weren't y'all on a team together?
I totally forgot about it.
I think that's crazy. I didn't play because I wasn't here.
You were here sophomore year.
I was here sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't think I played on it until junior senior because I was with Woody and Trevor.
Okay.
Yeah, Woody and Trevor.
Wait, so what are you and Malin in the same year?
Yeah, we're the same.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I thought you were in my year, but that okay. It must have been like right after I left, or like maybe my last year, like you were there.
I wasn't there all 4 years. I was in Indiana, my freshman.
Okay.
That's why it's confusing.
What year did you graduate, Clay?
2014. They're trying to get the 10-year reunion popping, and I'm just kind of that hurts. That hurts a lot.
Would you go?
That is crazy.
I think I would go. I mean, I don't know. Malin, you know Tony Brown. Like he's trying to get me to like plan it and stuff, and I'm like, that's not my.
Well, it's crazy because the president's supposed to plan. Wasn't Colin Chance y'all's president?
Yeah, and Colin is like AWOL. Like,
yeah, I'm about to say nobody's seen him.
he was in like on a mission trip in Africa the last time. Also,
that's why. Social
media, he has higher standards than planning our reunion. Yeah. But like people, there's this Facebook group that people keep like tagging Colin, and he's just which I would also be AWOL. Like I wouldn't answer that either. So there's no disrespect. It's just you know.
Yeah, nobody's seen him. I don't know. I haven't seen him in about 4 years, 5 years.
He lives close to me, like up here in Buckhead or Atlanta. Or he's around, I guess, when he's not on a mission trip. But yeah, I've like run into him at, you know, a restaurant here and there. But
Okay.
Tobias, you wanted to ask the next question, didn't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, I did. So it's like being the good researcher that I am. You know, I'm a great researcher. I did some research on you, and I came across a photo.
You were holding
the U.S. Open trophy. You got to give me the bad
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad one.
There are way worse photos out there.
I was not talking about that question, by the way.
Oh, the handicap. He answered the handicap question.
I kind of talked about my career a little bit, but like one of my first internships in college was with the with Turner Broadcasting. Like they did the PGA.com, like they run all of that. So I like worked with them for a minute for a summer, and then my second year I was with the USGA, so I got to go to both the PGA Championship and the US Open, which was really cool, like a sick experience. But one day they were like, yeah, we have the US Open trophy, like do you want to hold it? And they made us like put gloves on and the whole thing. So definitely the closest I'll ever be to holding
cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's like the actual trophy is not like a replica or nothing.
That's what they said. I mean, they made me put the gloves on and everything. So like they were really committed to the bid if it wasn't the real trophy.
Yeah, if it's the gloves, then it gotta be. I would assume it's the real one.
I always wonder about that though. Like how many like national championship trophies do they have? Like how many Super Bowl trophies? Like even just like mascots, like how many blooper suits are there? Like Harry the Hawk or whatever. Like do they have like 7 of those, or is it just one that they're dry cleaning?
They probably, it better not be one.
One in the College Football Hall of Fame right now, so I know there's definitely multiple.
I wonder if there's
do this for mascots that are multiple people that does it?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
There's lots of, man, there's a lot. They have a whole bunch of suits. Like,
Jordan. Well, I know, like, the blooper guy, I think it's just one guy, which is crazy. I'm like obsessed with blooper. I don't know if you guys follow him on Twitter or Instagram, like the Braves mascot. He's a menace and I love him. But like, apparently it's just one guy.
It's just one, man. That is crazy.
Him stiff arming the kids was hilarious. Oh my goodness.
Iconic.
That was hilarious. But did you get to meet any famous golfers from that
at all? I mean, like, I got to see him. I mean, so when I worked, so my first job out of school was with the LPGA. So I got like a lot more access to them. Yeah. So some of the top players on the LPGA, I don't like have their phone number or anything, but like they would know me if I was out there. So that was pretty cool. I mean, I got to like, I actually threw my most recent job at US Kids Golf got to meet Tiger, which was like
that's probably the only one that I want to meet.
So the thing was, is when I was coming through, Tiger was like hurt all the time, so he was never he never played in any event I went to. And then when I started working at US Kids Golf, Charlie was coming up and started playing in those events. And so it was kind of like rumored, it's like he might show up, he might not. And they kind of like assigned me to be like security for him, which is super daunting. Like,
for Tiger?
Yeah. Like, they were like, just kind of like follow him around and make sure like nobody bothers him. And so, like, I like came up and like said hey to him or whatever. And the first thing he asked me, like, I was kind of mentally prepared for anything except for like, he asked me where he'd get a Diet Coke and my brain just like exploded. Like, I was like, you're like a world class athlete. You don't drink soda. Like, where do I go?
You don't need a Diet Coke. Man?
Right, exactly. And so, just be prepared for anything when you meet an athlete. You never know what they're going to ask you.
So, Clay, do we have permission to name this video Tiger Woods ex-security guard?
listen, he didn't get hurt on my watch.
Job done well.
Yeah, that might actually be the title for real.
So. I'm serious. Yeah, I was serious.
I don't care if it's clickbait at this point.
I've told very few people that. So that's like, I'm okay with that being my legacy.
Okay,
cool. Hey, claim to fame, it's whatever.
Clay, if I was you, I'd have got on here talking about, I got Tiger Woods' phone number in my phone.
We know. He talked about getting juked by an NFL player.
Listen, like, DJ Dallas, bro. You remember DJ Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when he makes us my senior Clay, he juked the like it was bad. It was bad.
You just so set on being so excited about it.
Nah, Zach Anderson was worse. He face planted into the ground. Like, Zach grass in his face.
I'm fully in. If you get, like, dusted by a world-class athlete, like, that's a point of pride. I'm in on that. Like, if LeBron dunked on you in high school, you'd be like, yeah, man, like, LeBron dunked. Like, everybody's getting...
See, not me. I'd be like, see, I tipped it a little bit. He just, just kept going.
See, now we get into it. Okay. It's a difference between LeBron and DJ Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, NFL players are NFL players.
I don't know. I mean, like, the person that came to my head was Tyreek Hill initially, but I just went full LeBron on it. that's way cooler than anything I've ever done. So I'm all in. Like, take that.
I'd rather be a Tigers ex-security guard and get juked by DJ Dallas. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like, exactly.
But all right, so anyway, you talked about you mentioned the US Kids Golf, right? And I think you told me that you did marketing for them.
Yeah.
What was that experience like? And like what did you have to do?
Yeah, it was cool. So like my last year at Georgia, I really started getting into like video editing and stuff like that. So that was actually my first job at LPGA I was like a video production assistant. So I made like a bunch of YouTube videos, like any like highlight that you saw on YouTube or LPGA.com. Like that was probably me making those from like 2018 to 2019. Kind of just wanted to get closer to home. My family's here in Georgia. So moved back up here to US Kids Golf. And it was really kind of a jack of all trades position. So did like email stuff, did like when we went on site at tournaments, did a lot of photography, did a lot of video. Did like basically ran their social media for a period of time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really cool. I got to go to a lot of cool places, got to go overseas, like California, go to a bunch of cool golf courses. So it was a really great experience. It was, I definitely would recommend it. They do like tournaments and clubs. So they sell clubs for kids, which are like weighted properly. And it just makes it a better experience than giving a kid like an adult sized driver. But yeah, I was primarily on the tournament side. So, it was really cool.
Oh, that's wild.
Is there another move you want to make in like the golf space, like next step of your career type thing? You got anything in mind?
Yeah, so I'm currently not in golf. I transitioned to a position with a marketing firm, so I do a lot more generic stuff now. And that was kind of the goal in the position, was just like, I want to get to a place where I can kind of do anything and jump anywhere, because, you know, I might want to get back into sports, I might not. So just kind of wanted to, before I got so entrenched in the sports space, like try to make a more generic move. So I'm really enjoying my position right now, but you never know. I mean, if something comes along, and I just wanted the ability to kind of move, you know, one way or the other, whether it's back into sports or something more generic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since you want to move, thinking about moving back into sports, let me ask you a historic question here.
Why'd you put so much emphasis on that?
What's wrong with that? I'm transitioning the question, right? Come on.
Segwaying.
Segway, yeah. Thank you.
It depends on the question. God. Like it was a smooth transition if the question's great. Well,
see, I like no pressure. Thank you, Clay. You see that?
It's not smooth anymore.
He said it's great.
All right, anyways, I'm going to get the question. Anyways, we like to ask this to a lot of our guests who come on, sure, especially the ones that played sports in the past. What was your most embarrassing moment as an athlete?
I mean, I have an embarrassing story, but it wasn't like in a competition, but I feel like it's still my most embarrassing moment. So I'll tell it. So I was playing golf with a friend of mine. You guys don't know about this golf course, but basically there's this golf course near Athens, and there's kind of like a, like, you know, you hit the ball into this, it's like a big dog leg left, but you hit it over this big thing of water, so you can kind of go like right where it's safer, or left where it's, you know, more dangerous line. So my friend like hits it into the water, but it's actually kind of just like this giant mud pit situation. And so I was like, oh, like it's like right there, like I'll get your ball. And so I like take a step and I just like completely sink into just oblivion. like basically I'm up to, like I can't get my thigh up there, but like basically like I'm up to like just below the knee, like to where the short line is getting close. But then I have the bright idea of like, okay, well, I'm at the deepest point here, so it's actually more productive for me to go out the other way. And it was not the most deep point. So I'm like, I'm basically waist deep in mud at this point. And the round was over at that point. I was like, we're going home.
Yeah, but I'm playing no more.
Yeah, it wasn't good. So like, the person I was playing with like lived there. So I like went to their house and showered and like got fresh clothes and all that stuff. But it was, the golf shoes were done. The shorts were done. It was tough.
At least they live close by. You'd have to drive a long time. Like, so
imagine getting in your car after that.
That's rough.
Yeah, it would have been tough. I would have had to have gotten a vacuum cleaning on the car for sure. So
absolutely.
That was at UGA, right?
What's the name of that golf course? It's not the Georgia Club, but it's like on the Jennings Mill. That's what it is. The ninth hole at Jennings Mill. If anybody knows it, now you know. But it was a tough scene.
Still there.
What was that?
Is the mud pile still there?
We actually went out there for some company retreat thing a couple of months ago, and I like passed back by it and was like,
PTSD.
That's crazy. Still pretty funny. I was like nobody crazy. Go in there. Y'all stay away. So
that's crazy.
It was a good time.
All right. One more question before we get into the sports topics. We also like to ask our guests. And you can be biased if you want, but we try not to be. What do you think is the hardest sport to play?
I was thinking about this. spoiler, you get the itinerary before you come on. okay, so there were three that kind of came to my mind initially. I mean, I think from just a pure, like, you can't do what these guys do standpoint, it's probably football. But I think that the right answer is somewhere between, like, baseball, golf, and, like, gymnastics, just because it's such, like, a random, like, I don't know, like, I think I could put LeBron or whoever out there, and they can't do like a flip like that. So gymnastics is like my sleeper, but I feel like it's probably
that is a good sleeper.
So you wouldn't put golf anywhere in there?
He said golf.
Yeah, I think golf is harder than baseball. Gymnastics are my three.
But I mean, it might be.
Like, I think it's a fair discussion. I mean,
so I said for football, I believe football is one of the physically, like, if you put the sport in a vacuum, physically one of the easier sports to play. Now, I think mentally it's one of the hardest sports to play, just because football, you're really only playing one position, and most times that position is just outside of quarterback is just like one thing, running.
What do you like,
or catching?
What do you think? I mean, I think an interesting jump on this question is like, what is the hardest position in sports to play? Corner. Like, is it hardest quarterback?
Position?
Cornerback.
Is corner.
Or quarterback.
Hockey.
No.
Are you saying corner?
I feel like quarterback would be one of the hardest. I said both.
Nah, corner. Nah.
You're talking about in football?
Just in any sport at all. Quarterback is
I think batting a baseball is hard.
But everybody on the team, what's besides pitchers, they all do it, though. Yeah, so exactly. That's not like a position.
But can the average athletic man do that? Man or woman?
See, I was on that train a lot in high school, but as I got older, it just learned. You learn, like, hitting is such a learned thing. Like, of course, an average 20-year-old is not going to, who's never really played baseball, going to go out and hit the ball. But if you've been playing since you were a kid, you still got some type of instinct to it. You know,
the average athletic can do it. Like, what's the big guy?
So there are people a lot more athletic than me right now, but I'm sure I can go out there and hit a baseball. You know what I mean? Because I played it before.
Right, because you played, but I played with people who also played their whole life and they still suck. It's not a learned thing.
That means he's not skilled at that point.
Yeah. But is that a position though?
And but that's what I said from the jump. It's not.
I mean, you can learn how to place hit and stuff. That's not easy either.
I mean, any position you can learn how to play if you're athletic. But if you're just going into the sport as an average athletic man or woman, like, I feel like any position in football outside of physically outside of in football, I think it's all physically simple.
At what level? At what level though?
I mean, I don't think at that. I mean, just going out to play.
If you go, if we talk about like
put a level at it, because none of us can play pro anything.
Dude, I don't know that I could let you go by without football is physically simple. Like if I get hit one time by somebody, like I'm not getting up, like much less playing more.
No, I say I
thank
think
you, Clay.
It probably hurts the most.
Thank you.
It probably hurts the most, but I think to do the act is not hard.
You just talking about like sprinting, jumping, and catching the ball.
Yeah, like the ball. So basketball, for example, you can't just go out there and play basketball if you don't know how to play basketball. If you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, does that make sense? Marika, at the same time though, like it's not like you're going out there to run just to run. You have to run to beat somebody in front of you. You have to be more athletic than the person in front of you. So
that's true. That's true. I'm not saying it's not hard, but I'm saying it can be done. It can be done.
It's more simple than other sports to play.
But like, I mean,
I've never actually played like real golf. I've just gone like mini golf and top golf, but I assume, and top golf is hard to me. So golf, I would actually put up there.
I mean, like I'm sure it's this way with other sports too, obviously, but like the level of like between even someone who's like my level and like a zero handicap is so wild. And then like guys on tour are like they're a +8, a +7, a +9. Like they're on the other end of zero. Like at yardages that I don't even think about playing. Like it's
one of our
friends driving like 350 or like doing Clay said. And that driving 350 is insane.
I thought that was average. My fault.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I thought driving like because I don't watch golf, so I like you know. You'll watch them kind of, or you like, you ever play one of those golf video games, like 300 yard drive is like the norm. So I just thought that was average.
You put the boost on there, you mash X like 100 times, it goes 350. It's nothing.
If I average 300 when I'm playing around a golf, I could care less what I hit in my next shot. Honestly, I was driving crap out of it. Like that's a great drive, 300.
Right into the woods.
Yeah. It used to be, this was a few years ago, but I think the average driver on tour was like 280, 285. But I think it's probably gone up now. It's probably closer to 300 now.
Yeah.
I don't know what none of these numbers are. I'm not going to lie to you.
So, like, just Tobias and Clay, y'all know, back when it was hackers, the driving range. If you hit over that net in the back, I've seen it done. That's what is that?
What he did it?
Like, how many yards do you think it is?
I mean, I can't really remember. I mean, it was probably 280. I would get at least. Like, it's, I mean, you're getting
that's
it
crazy.
There. You're
that's getting crazy. It out. Because that net was far.
How big is Top Golf? How many yards?
Top Golf is easy. Like, I hit close in that. Not only, I might
even. Yeah, I mean, I think it's only like 230 to the back wall, but it's just so high that you're never going to carry it that high at that point. So,
okay. Anyway. That makes sense. All right. Well, Jamie, you can, we can go to the actual sports topics now.
Okay.
Real quick.
The actual sports topics? Are you saying golf isn't an actual
sport? I knew she was about to do that.
I knew she was too.
Okay.
Stir
it.
That's
crazy. Stir it up.
Play gonna let me have
it. Guys, it was great being on the pod. I'll see y'all.
I didn't say it. They did. That was your friends. Okay. So I guess we're doing college football extra early predictions, and it looks like we're starting off really biased.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean biased?
I mean, there's two UGA fans. So I guess I'm going to ask y'all first, what are your predictions for UGA next season?
Well, I'll let you go ahead.
More so like, how do you see them playing?
Well, right. Are we making the playoffs? Are you going to win? Or are you going to be just mid?
Never that.
Are you going to sink back into the cellars where you belong?
All right.
Nail between your legs.
I saw your Rays shirt, and I was like hype about that because one of my good friends works for the Rays, and so they're like my second team. But
oh, if you're friends. I'm sorry. I take it all back.
No, you can't take it back now.
I don't know. Like, Georgia is like, to me, it's just so interesting with the schedule. Like, the schedule is so difficult that, you know, with the new expanded playoff, like, you can lose one or two of these games and still get in the playoffs. So I think that Georgia will probably make the playoffs just based on, I think they're probably the best team talent-wise, or at least in the top four or five. But, you know, they start with Clemson, they go to Alabama, they go to Texas, they go to Oxford, they have Tennessee at home, they have Auburn at home. Like, you know, if they do what they want to do, they'll try and make the SEC championship game, obviously, which I think at this point is kind of null and void. Like, who even cares anymore?
Yeah. whoever makes it, both going to make it to the playoffs now.
Exactly.
Who's in the East with y'all now?
I don't think it's set up that way anymore.
There's no divisions anymore.
Yeah, it's not set up like that.
Oh, really? And the SEC or
Georgia and Florida, or, you know, Alabama and Auburn are the top teams. They're playing in Atlanta, which I like, but I'm not a big fan of the expanded playoff just because I think it cheapens the regular season. I think Georgia probably loses one or two of those games, still makes the playoff, and we'll see what happens.
I think, honestly, this new, like, these super conferences are better for, like, the Big Ten and the SEC and the chance that when you look at, like, the college football playoff, the teams that have the most success in the playoffs are those teams that are battle-tested. So you talk about UGA's got to go to Oxford. You know, they face Clemson. I think y'all face Texas here?
Yeah. At Texas.
Y'all got a whole bunch of times to get battle tested. Same thing with Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, all those teams. They're going to be battle tested versus teams, and no offense, like the Big 12 or the ACC going on. They're not going to have too much competition this year. So that's going to help them come to the playoff team.
This is off topic, but have you guys seen Florida's schedule next year?
I've heard it's pretty bad.
Isn't it the hardest?
I heard it's pretty bad.
So it's Miami. I'm like dropping the bad teams, but like Miami, A&M, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Kentucky. But then this is where it gets wild: Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State in a row, no bye.
That may be like four or five.
Bang. Like, at that point, it doesn't even matter who's on your team. Like, you got it. You're going to drop one at least. I'm sorry.
But pray for I can't remember the name of their coach right now. Billy. Billy Napier. Pray for Billy Napier. Oh,
Billy got about one more year.
Well, then they announced they're basically just doing the same schedule but flipping it. So he's just like, he's got to do it again. So that's 2025. So good luck.
I mean, it's like you can get rid of them, but at this point, without the divisions and whatnot, the SEC, it's a free for all. Like, you can't even really fire them for not doing well in that.
This is what you want. I think as a college football fan, this is what you want. You don't want those divisions, man. You want, like, this is why I like the super conference, because at this point, you're getting the best two teams at SEC. Like, we can clearly say, yes, SEC superior than whatever else. Big Ten, same sure. thing. The best two teams.
And I'm kind of just to the point now where, like, for example, Georgia got tested a couple times, like, early in the year, South Carolina, Auburn, like, they almost lost those games. And now I'm like, oh, like, we can afford to lose one of those games or two of those games. It doesn't even matter anymore. And I just like that about college football, that it's like, yo, Alabama might lose in week four. And, like, now they got to run it to even get in.
Which they did, which was crazy.
I feel like,
I still know how they did that.
To respond to that statement, I think it's funny because you guys are more, obviously more, like, college football heads than I am. And I think because you watch college football more, that is how you think. But as, like, a neutral fan who really doesn't have, like, a super, super major team in college football, I think that it's better on my end, because now I get to just see, instead of having to go through the Georgia versus Timbuktu University, we get it more of the Georgia versus Alabama game, or Georgia versus Florida, the big teams, basically. Sure. More big teams playing each other in the season, rather than having to wait to the end to get to all that.
Like, I say this, like, I think it's actually better for Georgia that this is happening, because I feel like Georgia's always the fifth or sixth team that just, like, barely misses out because they lose to Alabama in the SEC championship or whatever it may be. Yeah. So I feel like Georgia will actually benefit from the new system. I just don't personally like it. Like, it's better for my team, but mm-hmm. I really value the in-season big game, where now I'm like, all right, if Alabama loses a game, like, they're yeah. still going to play off, or whoever it may
and
be.
I actually like the fact that, because of, like, if, say, you know, Georgia always usually have a hard time beating Alabama, but now with the expanded playoffs, they might can meet again. And now they give Georgia a chance.
They might can meet three times.
Or just at that point, honestly.
Exactly.
Go ahead. You got it.
About the it benefits, like Clay said, it benefits, I think, everyone except for one team, and that's Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame's not in a conference. So, like, Notre Dame literally has to schedule hard, tough opponents. They might as well join one, because, like, right now, by default, Florida, UGA, Ole Miss, almost every SEC team, almost every Big Ten team, and not ACC, but those two conferences, almost every single team in those conferences has a tougher schedule than Notre Dame.
And both conferences got added teams for the upcoming season too.
And Notre Dame doesn't get an automatic bid. If they go undefeated, they don't get an automatic bid for a first round bye.
Yeah, because they have no conference.
If they begin to renegotiate these terms of the playoff too, right? Like, as the SEC and the Big Ten get more power, like, it's just they're gonna give more auto bids to those big conferences, right? Like, they're just not gonna care about the AAC or the slim down Big Ten or Big 12 or whatever it may be. Like, you know Sankey and the commissioner of the Big Ten are coming after those spots. It's really good for, like, a tier two team in one of those conferences. If you're a Wisconsin or a Missouri or an Auburn that sneaks in, or whoever it may be, like, it's great for you. If you're not elite, but you still, like, you go 10-2, you even go 9-2.
You're in one of those big conferences,
You got a chance.
That was my hot take last week. Y'all didn't like it. This thing benefits Florida. I'm telling you, Florida's going to take advantage of it.
Florida will not be over 500 in either the next
year. He did read you the schedule.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just read you the schedule.
Not getting past that this year.
Not this year. I'm saying moving forward for Florida. Like, historically, like, in the last, I guess, 6 years, Florida, they're successful teams. Like, they've had really scary good teams.
They didn't make the playoffs the whole era.
Yeah, but like I said, it's because they lost those one or two games, and it was literally over for them.
How many times could Auburn have Florida gotten in? I mean, 2020 is the one that comes to mind where they have.
Yeah, that was a shoe.
Is that what I said? Was that when they threw the shoe?
No, but there was another one before that. They were good. There was two seasons they had where they were really good.
I think it was
2008 with Tim Tebow.
Now she's talking about in the playoff era, the 14 playoff era.
One more Florida fan on this podcast, just that would be the
toxicity right there. Your friend has been wanting to get on, but you don't like him.
You don't like him. It's crazy.
Random friend catching strays.
Talking about Elijah right now.
He's busy with plans without you. Your usual.
That's why he's not.
He didn't like you either, buddy.
That's funny.
All right, but But anyway, what were we talking about? Florida, yeah. But basically,
watch out. That's how I feel about Florida. It's not like, oh yeah, Florida, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida. It's an afterthought.
Cool. Tobias has a win in the next 5 years, so.
You think Florida will win a national championship in the next 5 years?
Say it. No, say yes.
Don't freeze up now.
This is an audio podcast.
Don't freeze up. No. I said, did I say 5 years?
Yes, bro.
Yes, you did.
It was
okay,
a fifth. If I said it, it was a fifth year. I think it was a fifth year if I said it.
That was the only thing you took seriously.
Yes, all you ever do is say something dumb and then backtrack the next week.
Exactly. And if you wonder why we be calling him out.
This is it. You want me to talk? I'm going to talk. Jalen Hush. Florida, with this 12-team playoff, I think, like I said, it gives them a benefit where they can get a good enough team. They get the recruits. They've had a top-5 recruiting class for the last 2 years. 2 years they've had good recruits and stuff. They're getting them in. If you can get them, they can just make the playoffs.
You don't believe
I think
that.
They can make
it. Like, without, like, he with zero confidence.
I just gave you all my reasons.
Do you know how many other good enough teams there are that are going to make the playoffs too?
Listen, like I said,
like they have to go through the playoffs.
Got going on. They got the recruits. They got the recruits. You got to get Billy out of there. You get him out of here in the next year. You get you a good coach in there.
Man, 5 years is quick, buddy.
Good God.
Right back in it.
For record, the last 2 years, Florida's recruiting class was 14 and 13.
What?
Florida's recruiting class the last 2 years are 14 and 13. So
he said top five. That's
crazy. The last year was good. The last year was good.
We can't take go ahead.
They lost a lot of guys right at the end. They were up near five, but
they were. Okay, see, I knew I saw some top five. Then I saw
that is hilarious though.
You, hey Clay, they are loving this right now. They're gonna frame this right now. They love this
because man, we just be.
Guys. We expose you every week. This is
No, all you do is create narratives. That's all you do.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan, but I feel like that guy that are like, Google that. Like I'm gonna fact check you on that.
Thank you.
Google that.
Thank you.
Y'all have the freedom to fact check me, y'all never do.
And we do, and you get mad when we do.
That's not what I mean.
I smell cap right now.
Tobias.
You're capping.
I'm not gonna bring it up.
You never fact check me. So go ahead.
Let's move on.
Yeah, carry on.
All right. Who's you guys' champion and runner-up?
Well, I would go ahead and go because last year was the year to be humble at coming off of back-to-back. So I didn't want to call a three-peat. Everybody else was calling it. I didn't want to. And as y'all saw, we didn't do it. But this year, I think we're coming back. We're about to be another champion. Especially like we can drop those little two games in the regular season like Clay was talking. Come back hard in the playoff. Boom.
Who are you beating?
What?
No, keep the same energy y'all have with me right now.
We don't have to go undefeated anymore. We don't have to go undefeated anymore. So, like, I don't have to sweat every game knowing we are above and beyond most teams in college.
So, you're going to lose to some regular season teams, but then run the table in the playoffs.
like a regular season, like, say we drop the Texas game and another one. Like, we'll be all right because Texas is going to be ranked in the top 10. I'm not saying lose to just anybody, but you know what I mean.
Texas is not as good.
Well, we lose to top 10 teams. If we lose to two top 10 teams, that's okay. And then we have a Heisman candidate at quarterback.
Ooh.
Ooh. Carson Beck. What you mean who?
I regret to inform you that Carson Beck has the highest odds to win the Heisman. I don't think he will win it, but he does have the lowest. He has the best chance.
Bro, he literally, I told you, he literally played himself into the first round of this year's draft. He just didn't go.
You know, if Carson Beck is a Heisman favorite, then I guess the Heisman trophy really, that trophy really don't mean too much anymore.
Bro, who do you think you were talking about?
Nobody, but I can't really, honestly, you probably, y'all are probably right, because I can't think of anybody else in college football right now that would win.
It's not even that, like.
It is that.
You watched a couple of Georgia games, like, you just tell him he's just mid. Like, that's how you act.
I didn't say he's mid, no, but I'm not saying he's, like, what, I guess it's back, well, I guess really what I just said is valid. The Heisman trophy award is now like the importance of it has really diminished. I remember we used to really wait on the Heisman winner. How's it diminished? Past historical ones: Cam Newton, Tim Tebow, Lamar Jackson. Like,
are you just mad because JJ didn't win and now it just
that's what it sounded like.
They see, now we're narrative making right now. Listen, it's not a tactic. We have a lot. We have a logical.
I just have a question real quick. Who won it last that diminished it? Because, like, I don't feel like it's diminished. It's still the Heisman Trophy.
Really, the one that I think that really did kind of diminish it a little bit was, I mean, honestly, Jane Daniels is not. I'm not saying Jane Daniels is not good. I'm not. But I'm saying we literally had no idea who could win this Heisman. There was no, it wasn't hyped up enough this year. It really was not.
Did you see who Jaden Daniels' stats?
Who's the top five? Who's tell me who top five were? Top five. Like the ones who went to New York right now.
You asking for Jamie to tell you?
No, I ain't any longer.
It was Jaden Daniels, it was Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, and
Bo Nix, think about it. Bo Nix. What's in the Heisman thing?
Penix was on. Tobias,
and
were
you not? And Penix, and Bo Nix had a good season, bro.
Bo Nix.
Were you not doing this to Bo Nix, like, a lot?
Yeah, Jamie, stop narrative. Create.
I know you weren't on Oregon. You weren't on Oregon. You were on Oregon.
Narrative creating.
I loved Oregon. I did love Oregon. I like
and you were, and I was telling you that Bo Nix couldn't win, and you were like, oh, I've been watching. He's doing this, this, and this. Don't lie.
Listen, I've never been high on Bo Nix. Where's this coming from? Where's he coming from?
Jamie, you remember? Jamie, remember?
I do. I'm I don't not
know. Y'all narrative creator right now. Not,
we just calling you out.
Nobody will ever Bo Nix like that. Nobody will
Bo Nix. Quit lying.
No. I was on JJ like that, and I ain't going to lie. I love my boy JJ. I don't care. I go back for my boy JJ. But Bo Nix, no. Bo Nix threw screen pass. He was a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying Bo Nix isn't a good quarterback. I'm saying there was a point in time, like in the past, where we looked at that Heisman room and it was elite. This time we had Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. There was one more. What was that Heisman class?
I feel like you're going off of this based off their NFL careers.
Christian McCaffrey was a homer.
He didn't win the Heisman though.
But that's my point. That's my point. In that there that good of a player didn't win the Heisman, and he was wrong, college. Wrong. I can't remember who won it that year. But that
Derrick Henry beat him out.
Yeah,
is that because the trophy is being devalued, or do you think the players just aren't as good?
I don't think it's that players aren't as good. I think it's just like the criteria. I don't know. It's different now. Like
okay,
I
so then it's different. Then let me ask
what you. What is different about it?
Who do you think should have been in New York then?
This year?
I mean, yeah, we can do this year.
Wait, I have something to say.
All David doing it. Her mission's been attacked by it.
This text message, is from January 4th from Tobias.
I'm on a mute.
If you compare the MVP race versus the Heisman race, the Heisman was more interesting.
Jaden
Daniels, Bo Nix, Marvin Harrison were the ones who got invited to New York, and there were still a few others who you could make an argument that they got snubbed.
Okay, you ready to get silenced here? Hush. Now, why did I say that?
Because we were comparing NFL and college football.
Exactly. And nothing to do with those can't. I love the Heisman. Such a good thing. I'm saying the Heisman race was.
But why was that been your? Why was that your?
Thank
your
you. I remember
why was that your argument? The Heisman race. Why could? Why wasn't anything else? Why
couldn't the NFL wasn't as interesting? That was my point. I was trying to say.
So the point you brought up is that the Heisman race.
Keep looking. But my whole point was I was trying to say the NFL wasn't as interesting as college football. Y'all remember that? Everybody remember that?
And your argument you used was the Heisman race. So that's what I'm saying.
So what's your point?
You just went to say that the Heisman race sucked, but you used it as a point to say it was better than the NFL season.
That was never said. I said the Heisman race isn't as interesting.
Sucked isn't interesting.
No, it's not. Come on. We making narratives again.
You just going with the words, but all right.
They're making narratives again.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll see you with
the next. Remember now, guys.
It's.
Who do y'all predict is gonna be the Heisman winner next year?
Carson Beck.
I knew he was gonna say that.
Wait, did everybody answer the champion and runner up? I think only Maylin did.
Yeah, we just got off. We got off on it.
Clay, who do you have? We'll go with you next.
Listen, I have been on the, like, I think Ohio State is due train for so long, and I just cannot get myself to get over that hump for whatever reason. I think Georgia beats Texas for the national championship. I think, I'm not going to say Georgia wins both games, but I do think they win this one. But I believe in Ohio State. I just want to put that out there. It's like that Ryan Day can get over the hump. I firmly believe that. I think if they won it this year, I'd be like, cool. Like that makes complete sense to me.
Like, they have no choice. Like if they don't win, Ryan Day needs to be fired. Like this is the best college football team we've seen assembled.
That's a surprising fire. Yeah.
That being said, I couldn't remember who their quarterback was until like 5 minutes ago. So they got the State for those.
They transfer, didn't they?
Their current QB transferred to like Syracuse, didn't he?
Yeah. Kyle what's his name? Kyle McCord. I call him Honda McCord. Honda McCord. Transferred to Syracuse.
I'm not trying to roast you, Tobias. Like, this is just kind of shocked me. Like, Michigan is so far down this list. It honestly, I feel disrespected for you.
No, I listen, I don't even have them. I mean,
I get it, but I'm just like, it shocked me how far down the list they were.
We lost way too much. We did.
We had a question. Me, Jamie, and Tobias talked about it a couple weeks ago. We can skip all the rest of the prediction. This was a good question. How long – so we were talking about Michigan won the national championship just now, right? How long can – and I'll just use Tobias because he's a Michigan fan. How long can Tobias claim – how many seasons can he claim this title before it's like, okay, that's five years ago. Dude. We can stop claiming that. Yeah.
I mean, none because they cheated, but no.
And this isn't in any sport.
I want to be clear that Georgia's just come off two national championships. I don't know if that like expands the timeline. I think it does probably.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think if you're like it's less than 10. Like if you're 10 years out, and like, less than 10. Well, we won the Natty in 2014. All right. Well, that's. I also think it matters who your team is. Like if I don't know, Georgia Southern won the national championship or something, then like you can ride that forever.
But that's all they have.
I said the situation.
All right, Jamie.
Yeah, but like if you're Texas or Georgia or you know Alabama or whoever, like get over yourself. Right. I think it's probably it's like 6 years. I'm gonna
so you put six, value in expectation.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, like if you're known for always known and you're. At the beginning of the year, you're expected to be good every year. Then you can't go 10 years without winning a championship. But like you said, if like Georgia Southern or Kennesaw or somebody wins a championship, they can hold on to like a national championship. They can hold on to that for their
hundred years. Being said, like how many teams do we hold to that 10-year standard? Because if it's more than 10. Then like that the math doesn't math to me.
I think 10 years is a long time.
It is for sure. What's up?
Five max.
I'd say five.
I think six is my number.
If you go back to six to eight.
I think it's six for the team that you expect.
Because six for now would be like in 2030, if Tobias is still talking about Michigan winning the championship.
And he will.
Again, it'll be
revoked. Narrative.
Don't even worry about
it. Yeah, it'll be revoked by then.
Someone cut his mic.
Hey, Tobias, if they revoke it, I give you like full permission to keep gloating about it because if that happens, I will gloat about it.
You're full of Reggie Bush, bro.
They can honestly vacate it. They can't. I mean, they can't take
your memories.
You watched it happen, so
they cannot take your memories.
Wait, isn't UCF still like technically celebrating something they didn't even win?
That's different though.
Yeah, but they didn't even win.
They didn't even go to the playoffs.
They got flags and stuff made them. Like they were serious about it.
Shout out to Florida State too. They tried almost did that and then they lost by 60 or whatever.
There's three. No, I didn't realize this, but there's like three championship trophies technically. Like there's your the college football playoff trophy. Then there's still that old crystal ball AP. ECS trophy, and then there's a third one. I think it's like the AP Paul. or something like that.
Yeah.
But apparently you get like three of them in like.
Because like Georgia Tech claims that one in 1990 that like no one, like, I mean, I don't respect as a Georgia fan because I can't.
Yeah.
Really. But yeah.
But technically, if you think about, I mean, technically, like if UGA, let's say this last year, if UGA was that good, they could have gave UGA one of the trophies, and Michigan could have got like we could have got one trophy. UGA got two. Like
that's why Alabama has like 55 national titles because they just like cherry pick, allegedly. That's what
somebody else is better, but we're gonna give it to Bama.
Exactly,
Bama's wrong. That's a powerhouse right there, boy.
Did you see how they got in the playoffs?
One side question I got for you, Clay. How do you think Alabama? What do you think about the Alabama program moving forward?
I mean, I feel like you have to expect downturn, like, to some extent. Like, there's no way this guy comes in and holds that standard up, right? So, like, I mean, my hope is that they just kind of, like, fade into oblivion. But I don't know. I think that DeBoer's a good coach. Like, I respect good hate. I'm sorry. I have a lot of scars as a Georgia fan. So, like, of course I want Alabama to fade in oblivion. But I respect it. Program.
How long? Like, how many bad seasons in a row does Alabama have for them to fade into oblivion?
I think one. I think maybe not.
I like
maybe,
the Cowboys.
Maybe one's a stretch, but like I think, this is not my question. But I think like two bad years in a row, I think people are saying, "Oh yeah, well they're done." They're
what is bad?
What's a bad year though? Bad. Yeah, like, Alabama.
What is bad?
Let's say they miss the playoffs next year. I know that's going to be crazy.
That means,
like,
that means
if they miss playoffs first year, it's like, ooh, it doesn't look
they've
good,
lost three or four games at that point, right?
Yeah.
Like, like, that's what's going to have to happen.
Maybe not this year, but maybe the year after, because I think Milroe's going to kind of have it together next year.
Yeah,
but the year after, when he's gone.
He's going to be in a hot seat. I don't think after, but if next year they don't make it, he's on the hot seat. Unless it's really bad. I think the third year, if they don't make it.
Maybe three, but, like, they're going to give him time.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, look at what they've done to Clemson. I mean, Clemson's kind of been on that downward trajectory, and they're roasting Dabo. I mean, they're putting Dabo's feet to the fire.
That's also the reason they're still relevant too.
That's his fault though.
Because of him.
It's all his, like, he. Yeah, get with the train. Like, even like Saban had to get on the train. I mean, he didn't like it, but he had to. Jim Harbaugh, he hated it at first. If you saw after he had to reevaluate stuff, you can't, like, that's just the way of the wave right now.
Okay. Do y'all think we're going to shift to some NFL? Do y'all think that Caleb Williams is going to succeed long term? I'm going to hit you with a fat no on that one.
Tobias,
that's kind of.
I want to hear your answer.
Why? So you can create narrative.
I want to hear your no.
Stop playing the martyr all the time.
I'm saying, why are you so defensive?
I want to ask you because the Justin Fields thing. I want to make a comparison to that. I want to make a comparison to the Brock Purdy thing, and I just want to see where your head is.
Like, so
the question, just based on like the context of your takes with those things, I want to hear what you think about.
So you want me to take my takes I've had from?
No. I don't care about the other takes. I'm going to look at your answer to this question through the lens of those takes.
So you, how
you don't have to answer any type of way.
Just answer the question.
Yeah. How would Caleb Williams do? Will he have long-term success in the NFL? I think he will. I think he will because I think his floor is high. His floor is pretty high. Like, I don't think he could be pretty bad. I'm not expecting him to come in and be like Lamar Jackson and like, because Lamar won what, the MVP his second year, right? Or is it Lamar or Patrick?
Yes.
Technically his second year.
I'm not expecting him to do that, but like expecting him to come in and put up some stats. I don't know about winning, I don't know, but I expect him to produce like some stats, like we say. It was like we've all seen the highlights. Like you're seeing crazy 1 foot, you know, throw off of 1 foot, he's falling back. Like you're seeing good stuff from him and stuff. But to say if he's gonna have like success winning wise, I don't know. That really depends on who's around him. But I do think he'll have, you know, individual success. Yes, I do. Long term, I do think he will.
He's going to be a franchise guy? The long-term quarterback?
If you want to put stock into somebody, yeah, Tim. If you want to put stock into somebody, it's him.
He's coming
over under CJ Stroud. I'll let you go after that.
Oh, no. But that, see, is bias. We've seen a sample CJ Stroud in it. Like,
no, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, over under, do you think he can be successful as CJ Stroud was last year?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think he can be that successful. Is that right there? I think
that is a super hot take, bro.
I know. I agree.
He's been on him all since before the start of last season. Caleb Williams.
Well, then let me ask y'all this question. Why not? Why don't you think he'll have that?
I think, right?
Y'all don't agree with me on that, right?
That might be the best rookie season for a quarterback ever.
Ever. Right. Ever.
he's going to the Bears.
To be fair.
The question was, do you think Caleb Williams can do that? I'm not saying he will. I said, can he do that? Yes.
It's possible. It's not a definite no. It's not a definite no, but it's possible. Like, yeah.
You're right.
Going into this season and going into last season, Caleb Williams' team is way better than we thought the Texans were going into last season.
I think that's right. Honestly,
Caleb Williams should have a type that probably not as good, but it should be a very good season.
And well, plus, that's part of what made Stroud's season so good is because the team was as bad as we thought it was going to be.
And he was in the superior division.
He had a good support system around him too.
So with Caleb Williams having all this help, his expectations are going to be way higher. I was a Justin Fields fan, so like I'm all for like, oh, he has to at least be second in the division or something this year. Just because y'all gave all Justin Fields away and acquired all this talent. Yeah, I think he's got to perform.
I think he needs to make the playoffs, to be honest with you.
See, I ain't want to go that far.
So Caleb, known for being a successful season for the Bears, Caleb Williams got to make the playoffs this year.
I think so.
They have to win more games than they won last year.
They won seven games last year. Caleb Williams is supposed to be better than Justin Fields, according to the Bears.
I agree. No, I'm with you. I agree.
If he can't win 11 games,
yeah.
I'm with y'all. I'm with them on that. If Justin Fields can win seven games last year with that team, Caleb better come in and show out. I'm with y'all.
I want to hear your take, Clay.
Like, for what it's worth, you could have given me seven guesses on how many games the Bears won last year, and seven would have been my last guess.
Seven is crazy.
Yeah.
And I'll let you go. They only got the one seed because of they had the trade with the Panthers. Like, that wasn't even their actual one seed.
That's super interesting.
But also, do we trust the Bears with they've been given the opportunity here?
Let Clay go.
That's basically my point. Is like, I don't trust the Bears to develop him well. Like,
me either.
That's so terrible. I mean, I also am just like, I'm one of these guys that I feel like every year they're like, this guy's a generational quarterback, and I just don't feel like that's possible. Like, how do we have a generational quarterback every year? I don't know. I'm just not as high as Williams on others. I like Jaden Daniels more than I like Williams personally, but that's just my opinion. But I think he could have a good career. I just don't trust the Bears to develop him. So I do not, if they win 11 games, I don't know what I'll do, but that would shock me. Like I'll eat my shoe if they win 11 games. There's no
I feel like Caleb Williams is going to be one of those players where he's going to do a lot, but then like big game situations, he might like fold, like kind of like Aaron Rodgers.
Not to
Aaron Rodgers level, but like, play well in games that really don't, or games you should play well in, but then when it's time to play against the other big name quarterbacks or big name teams, he might not play as well. I feel like that'll kind of be a situation. That's what happened last year in college.
Why
don't we compare Caleb Williams to Aaron Rodgers instead of Patrick Mahomes?
Because he's light skinned.
Like
I'm being for real.
That's why they compare Luca to Larry Bird. It's because it's
exactly.
Wait, what did you say? I think I missed what you said.
He said they compare because he's light.
I said because he's light skinned.
Oh, that's funny.
And Bird, Ladd McConkey, Cooper Kupp. Nobody else.
I've been here. Wes Welker. Wes Welker, Cooper Kupp.
Exactly. So like, that's why.
I'm kind of with you though, Jalen. Like, I think that comparing him to CJ Stroud is kind of ridiculous. Just because that is one of the best rookie quarterback seasons of all time. Like, if Caleb Williams, if that's the bar we're putting up for him, I feel like we're setting him up to fail. Like, if he surpasses that, like, That's the 11 game eat my shoe situation.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think he has to, back to what y'all said though, because if the Justin Fields won seven games, y'all say he won seven games, right? With the Bears, he won
seven. With the worst team.
With the worst team, if they have a better team around Caleb Williams, his bar has got to be. It's got to be strong.
And they have an easier schedule too. I mean, I just think the situations are different.
I mean, so I guess it is by default. He's set up to fail at this point.
He's set up to fail, and me being on the hater side, I'm ready. I want this to happen for this just 1 year.
What did he do to you?
I told you I'm a Fields fan. They just got rid of him, and like they did. Like, why couldn't they build the same team with him?
You cannot use that word. Google did.
And also, I like hater.
You don't.
I like CJ. I think I was the first one to ride for CJ on this team. Because the way he played against the Ravens last year in his first game. But my whole big thing is consistency. So I don't even think CJ will play as good as he did last year, this year. Just because now people know and have film and they'll come expecting with CJ.
Well, they'll have a harder schedule too. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they got the benefit of playing one of the weaker schedules in the league. I could have told you CJ Stroud was that. Like, I was a hater going into that Georgia. Sorry to say the H word again. But if I was a hater going into that Georgia game, and then I was like, oh, this dude's real. Like, this dude.
Yeah.
That Georgia game, he showed the world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry to say, like, I know we won a championship off that, but like, we got so lucky, dog. Like, that was pure luck. I was in defeat before he missed the field goal.
Y'all ain't get lucky. It's just y'all played y'all's worst game. Ohio State played their best game. Don't let that fool y'all. They saw.
Don't
at the end of the day, we got lucky.
Stetson outplayed CJ Stroud. Go look at the box score.
You said what?
Stetson outplayed CJ Stroud just by on stats. Just
I believe it. I believe it.
Hey, Stetson was that guy. I'm sorry. I miss my boy a little bit.
He's 40.
All right, y'all. All right, now we gonna quit doing that. We're going to quit doing that because ain't nobody say that about Bo Nix or Penix this year at all.
Because that's not our team, buddy.
Instead of a quick hitter, I just have a question because we kind of we going a little long. So I just want to ask the question. It's just a scenario. I saw it, but I have two, but I want to ask Clay and y'all see what y'all think. What would y'all do? So if you were offered, it's not sports related. If you were offered $1 billion right now to be locked in a room for 50 minutes with a huge possibility that when you leave the room, you will either be 50 days or 50 years older, would you do it?
All this.
Why or why not?
50? Okay. I just want to make sure I understand the question. So I get $1 billion, but there's a 50-50 chance that I will be either 50 days older or 50 years older.
The question actually says,
is it an if or is it like one of
those? It says there's a huge possibility. So it could be a chance you don't age at all, but it's a huge possibility that you'll either be 50 days or 50.
That's not enough information for me.
What are the odds?
What is a huge? Is that 70%? Is that 90%?
Okay, let's just say 50-50 then. Let's just say 50-50.
I'm 50 days older or 50
or
that
50
I'm
50 years older. Yeah, you don't know which one, but one of them is going to happen.
I think the odds would be in thirds, though.
Because one of them is not changing, right?
Yeah, because one of them's not changing. One of them's being 50 years and one of them being 50 days.
Yeah, it's in thirds. So you got a 33%.
It's not necessarily
whatever.
Third, though, because there's a huge possibility that one of the 50s will happen.
Well, if it's all equal chance, then it is thirds. But anyway.
Hey, but so that's rough, though, because – I wouldn't care about the not changing, obviously, or the 50 days, but 50 years is crazy, like, especially at our ages. It's like, yeah, we get a billion, but...
$1 billion?
But how long do you get to enjoy it?
That's between 75 and 80 years old. It's all somewhere right there.
I mean, my body might not be able to do as much as I want to do with money.
And if you're a person with bad luck, bro, oh my God.
Exactly, that's how I be feeling.
That's a no for me, dog.
So you want to go? You want to take it? You want to take the chance?
But there's 100% chance you come out with $1 billion.
So
what is the value of a year to you? Like, that's really what you're asking. Is X amount of money per year worth that aging?
I mean, billions of dollars is
I'm probably opting out. Like, I think the math says you should do it, but I'm probably opting out.
I think I might do it.
You can't marry nobody and have kids after.
Because though it's like, yes, there's a chance that you're 50 years older, but the odds are that you're only 50 days or not changed at all. So it's just like, I'm going into it with a good mind. Hey, look, man, either way, I'm getting money, but I'm going to be the same age when I walk out of here, most likely. That's how I feel about it.
What's your first move when you realize that 50 years has passed and you have $1 billion? Like, what? I wonder what that first step outside feels like.
It's like, I'm on the way to the bank, but like, at what cost?
I got a lot with a gun.
You're gonna be it's like everything right through your mind because you know you just aged 50 years, but you're on the way to the bank.
Yeah, bro, you be 76.
Imagine how like sore you would be, or like, bro, you've got like a walker. I mean,
that's old, bro. That's like, old.
You can't experience life. You can't have kids. You can't. You probably won't.
You're a male. You can still produce a kid.
I mean, I guess, but you ain't gonna see him grow up. You probably won't be able to see him grow up.
But he'd have to pay for him
to grow up.
So you would take it, Baylor?
Oh, I'm going. And it's only 50 minutes.
I don't know. I feel. Yeah, okay, the part that I didn't understand was, why do I have to be in the box for 50 minutes?
Because you might not be able to handle 50 minutes in a box by yourself.
You turn this into like a Mr. Beast video or something.
That's funny. That's so funny.
Because 50 minutes is not a long time.
Exactly. That's why I was really like, oh, that's it?
I think it's just add another 50 to it, to the question.
See, maybe you should put like three doors, and then that's the, like, on the other side of the wall is the billion, but depending on which door you pick is if you change age or something like that.
Wait, okay. Jamie, I was telling you about my friend who works for the Rays. Mm-hmm. So you guys have seen like this thing, right? Like basically it's like you have the three doors and you pick one door and then they reveal that it's like junk. And then you have two doors left and you have to choose between them. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like on like a game show or something?
Maybe.
I may not be. So basically say, for example, there's three doors and behind one of them is like a great prize and behind the other two is just like junk, like nothing. So if you pick a door, say you pick number three and they reveal behind door number one that it's junk, should you switch to door number two or should you keep your door? It's kind of like Deal or No Deal. Like when you get to the end, like should you switch or should you not?
I want to say your odds are higher if you switch. I think I've read that before, like with that kind of
thing. Yeah. So the math plays out that you should switch. I like it makes no sense to me. And the guy who's way smarter than me explained it to me once, but it's called the Monty Hall problem. If you go Google it after this, but you should switch.
You should switch.
But everything I've ever heard, like taking exams and stuff, like whenever you second guess, granted that's not second guessing, but like you're never supposed to change your answer because like 90 something percent of the time your first answer was right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's based on college though, right?
I feel like, I think that's based on your education though.
I'm blurry.
Like, I can't see it.
I'm blurry, but that's what I'm looking it up.
It's that's based on knowledge where this is just like randomized.
Interesting.
That dude is called God, man.
Ask him. Yes, sir.
Phone a friend and call God.
No, you have to phone a friend and you like actually try to call God would be crazy.
Have you guys ever seen that?
Now you're just wasting it. Like, how do you do that? Like, you talk to God without having to call a friend.
Have you guys seen that clip of the guy who's like on Millionaire and he calls his dad at the $1 million question? It's basically just like, yeah, dad, I actually know the answer, but I'm gonna win the $1 million. And he hangs up and like gets it right. It's super hard. Like,
I read about it, but I didn't like see the actual clip.
Yeah. I mean, it happened years ago, but it was lit.
That's great. It's actually known the answer.
All right. So, Tobias, did you want to do it? Go ahead, set it up. The scripture.
Oh, scripture. Clay, did you want to do? If you don't have it pulled up, you just tell me and I'll pull it up for you.
No. I actually did pull it up because I didn't want to butcher it.
We're gonna let ladies and gentlemen, we'll let Clay today read our scripture of the week. So with that, take it away.
Perfect. Yeah. So I picked Psalm 27:1. It was my grandfather's favorite verse. So, shout out to my grandfather, but. Psalm 27:1 is, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
I like that
one. There you go.
I like that one.
That is a classic.
Yeah.
I can't do John 3:16 or Philippians. you can't recycle. You can't do the bangers.
You can't put the tattoos on your.
Yeah, like I can do this bench press now, but I read Philippians. You know,
Philippians 4:13 was everywhere as a kid. It was all over our.
It was everywhere.
Everywhere in Bullitt County.
I mean, it was on every. Well, I went to a private Christian high school, so it was in both of our like locker rooms. Philippians 4:13, the mural of the Crusader on the wall.
I can do all things for Christ, not some things. All things.
Heard Austin 3:16. Wrestling, Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
WrestleMania is next weekend. All right, we can go ahead. Go ahead.
Right. Well, we'll see y'all next week. It's been a very, very good podcast. Mr. Clay Cribbs, we appreciate you being on. We must have had a good one because we went long this time. This was well over an hour.
Thank you for stopping by, my friend. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you all.
The 912.
Glad y'all was able to catch up.
All right. Well, until next week, we'll see y'all What Now fans. Hit the like button, subscribe button. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We'll see y'all.
Hey, you too.
You never heard of me?
Shorts.
Stupid. Shorts.